Hello, and welcome to the Wave Break Podcast. If you're new here, I'm your host, Dylan Kelly, and every Monday, I interview the people behind the top Shopify stores to figure out what they're doing to take their stores to the next level and how you can do the same. Today on the show, I have Jordan Gao, who's the co-founder and CEO of CartHook, a customizable checkout and one-click upsell app for Shopify stores. He's going to be explaining how people are selling millions of dollars worth of products with funnels. This episode is brought to you by my consultancy, Wavebreak. We help Shopify stores maximize their email marketing revenue. Is your email marketing stuck? Do you feel like you could be doing it better? I put together a free 31-point email revenue checklist that lays out exactly what you need to do to take your email marketing to the next level. You can get the free checklist at emailrevenuechecklist.com. That's emailrevenuechecklist.com. Thanks for coming on the show, Jordan.
My pleasure. Thanks very much for having me on, Dylan.
Yeah, so I wanted to have you on because you're really good at a specific e-commerce gold mine, if you want to call it that, that exists today. And I wanted to bring you on to explain like what that gold mine is, and then we can dive into how you can achieve some good results from it.
Sure.
So I guess what insight can you give the audience into what's happening in the e-commerce market these days?
Yeah, what we see is that e-commerce for physical products is catching up to the innovation that's happened over the past few years in digital commerce overall. I don't know if that sounds a little strange, like that e-commerce is behind, but in many ways it is. And one specific way is the way that merchants, the way that people are selling, control the experience of their visitor and their customer. So if you look at something like, I don't know, Ramit Sethi, let's say, right, someone who's really good at digital products, when you go through one of their funnels, it is defined for you. It is laid out. The narrative is set out from one page to the next, from one experience to the next, and so on. But in e-commerce, we kind of have our mind still in the store mentality. We took something offline, like a store experience where you walk in and can browse. And we put that online a long time ago, and we've kind of stuck with that. So if I go to, I don't know, deathwishcoffee.com, I will have a very store experience. I will look around and I look at categories and I get to decide how I want to shop. And what we see happening in e-commerce right now, and the trend that we are trying to accelerate and be in front of and kind of innovate on, is that while for the foreseeable future, companies who sell physical products online will have stores. But when they drive campaign traffic, when they buy Facebook ads, those visitors should be going through a very defined funnel. And the merchant selling should have full control over every single step of that funnel, from the ad to the landing page to the cart page to the checkout, upsells, thank you page, and so on. So that's generally what we see. And what we've done is we've started at the most critical part. So we give control of the checkout page, post-purchase upsell pages, even just the functionality of post-purchase upsells, and the thank you page. And that's where we've started, and we're going to kind of expand outward from there into landing pages. But that, generally speaking, that's what we see happening and what we're trying to accelerate.
Sweet. And like just to jump back a little and like to just simplify, like what in like the most like, like if we can like break it down as simple as possible, like what is a funnel? Like what's the definition of a funnel and like what does that look like?
Yeah. So what I see is if you're going to optimize, right, if you're going to assume that you're going to start out your business at one place and then you're going to get better over time. So let's just take, for example, paid traffic. Let's just say someone's buying a Facebook ad. When you send traffic over to that landing page, to the resulting page when someone clicks on the ad, that's the beginning of your funnel. The truth is the ad is at the very top of your funnel. And then the next page that someone sees after clicking the ad, that's the next page in your funnel. And it should continue onward. And if you look at your business in that way, then what you can do is start to optimize each step of your funnel to get better results. And once you get things lined up, once you have a good ad to a good landing page to a good checkout process and so on, then you'll get better conversions. Then you can spend more money on ads and you can grow your business. So all I see a funnel is just the steps that a visitor takes from the first engagement all the way to a purchase. So that's, you know, if you want to just talk about what a funnel is, that's kind of what I see. And if everyone looks at their e-commerce business, they can see they have multiple funnels. They might have a funnel that starts off with an email newsletter that links to a product page. That's one funnel. They might have a Facebook ad. That's a different type of a funnel. So we see that funnel optimization mindset kind of taking over e-commerce overall.
If I'm starting out and like, okay, I want to create a funnel, like, do I start by creating a landing page and then creating a new checkout page and like doing all this, or are there like baby steps that I can take to sort of like work backwards from a certain point, or like, I guess, where do I start?
Yeah, it's always best to start simple, right? The more hurdles you put in your way, it makes it less likely that you'll actually accomplish it. So if I were, let's just say, starting at zero, I have my e-commerce store and I'm sending some traffic and getting some sales. Let's just say I'm at the relatively beginning. Most people find that out of all their SKUs on their store, there are a few winners. So you might be selling 100 different products, but two or three are going to make up the majority of your revenue, or at the very least, they're going to get traction first. And so what I would do is I would look at the product pages for those products, and I would improve them, right? You can do that by looking at the questions that you get before people purchase, right? Any questions that you get multiple times should probably be answered, right? Going back to the store mentality, the beauty about a physical store is the person walks in, looks, feels it, sees the product, moves it around, and then walks over to the person behind the register and asks questions. So you do have to mimic that same type of buying process. So you have to have good images, and you have to have answers to questions that people have that they need to know before buying. So the first thing I do is improve my product pages of my winning products. Now, what we see a lot of our most successful merchants do is once they identify which products are performing best, they then go the extra step in creating a standalone landing page for those products. So it can be pretty similar to the product page inside the Shopify store, but it removes the navigation and distraction and focuses much more on the decision of whether you want to add this to your cart or not. So that's the process that I would take. I'd look at my winners, I'd improve their product pages, and the ones that I'm spending. Once you're spending a decent amount of money on Facebook ads, you will almost, I don't want to say definitely, but you will more likely get a better conversion rate sending it to a dedicated landing page about that product you're trying to sell, as opposed to the product page inside of the navigation and the footer and everything else. So that's the step that I would take. It's look at them, improve, and then build landing pages that are specific to the products that are selling best, and then start sending your paid traffic to those landing pages instead of the product pages.
I like the idea of like giving people less things to like think about and less things to click on. Like I found like, so I do email stuff, obviously. And, you know, like the more options you give people, like the less action they take. So if you can really simplify it and nail that down, you're going to see a lot more people do whatever that action is that you want them to do, you know, provided that all the other checks and balances are there as well, like the traffic and the...
I agree. I think most people would agree. And this is what I mean when I say e-commerce catching up to digital marketing overall. Because if you go to someone, I don't know, Kissmetrics, let's say, right? A software company that knows what they're doing on marketing. If you go to a webinar registration page, you are not going to see a million links to their pricing and their help docs and their support page and their about page. You're going to see a decision on whether you want to join the webinar or not. And right, everyone has started to do that for a reason, because it converts better. Yet in e-commerce, we haven't done very much of it. So it's starting to go in that direction now.
Yeah, totally. And I think when a lot of people hear like the word funnel, at least myself, like I think of the word like upsell. Like, where do upsells come into play inside a funnel?
So from our point of view, a funnel is like the journey that people are going on from the top of the funnel, let's say starting with an ad to product page to cart page to checkout to upsells. So that like sequential order is what we generally look at as a funnel. When it comes to upsells, they are something that is post-purchase. So if we just think about a funnel that goes from ad, landing page, checkout page, so that is the pre-purchase, right? That is when someone has not yet taken out their credit card and made a purchase. Once they get to the checkout page, that's where the transaction happens. That's where all your money's made. So what we've done with upsells is taken them and put them behind the checkout page so that there is no friction up front. Right? Amazon popularized the "you may also like." So if you put a pair of boots in your Amazon shopping cart, on that cart page, they will show you a pair of socks and say, "you might also like these socks," because people buy them along with this pair of boots. That is pre-purchase. That's before you've made the final decision and action to buy the boots. So it can increase your average order value if you add the socks to your order, but it also creates a bit of friction where there's a decision process now. I might click on that sock product page and read up about those socks, and now I'm no longer in that purchase funnel. So what we've done is we've taken the post-purchase upsell. So the visitor can go in, make a purchase, put their payment information in, hit buy. So the order is done. The order is 100% in. But what we do is we take the payment token from the payment info, and we allow our merchants to create additional offers after the purchase. And in order for the visitor to accept that purchase, let's say that pair of socks, all they have to do is click yes. They don't have to re-enter their payment info because we're using the same payment token from the checkout page. So that way, there is no friction added, but there is an increase in the average order value. Yeah, so that's where upsells fit into our version of the funnel.
That's cool. Yeah, I like it. I like doing it like after you already have their credit card, because then I just feel like it's so much easier. Like, okay, they've already paid you. It's just like you're just swiping their credit card again without even asking for it. It seems like it just seems like there's a lot less friction there for a lot of different reasons.
Right. Not only is there less friction, you can also identify what they purchased on the checkout page and then make the upsell offers based on what they purchased. So it's not like dumb, it's actually based on what they purchased. So it gives the highest likelihood of them taking the upsell because you know what people buy with other things, like the boots and socks analogy.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so this sounds awesome. I need a funnel. What tools do I use to set this stuff up?
Let's see. So right now, and again, when I talked about catching up, e-commerce catching up, ClickFunnels did a great job of introducing these concepts into the digital marketing world. And what we're doing is we're trying to introduce them into the physical product world. So ClickFunnels is a great tool for landing pages, but not a great tool for selling physical products because it lacks those e-commerce concepts of fulfillment, shipping, inventory, and so on. So Shopify right now, that's the best order management system. That's the best way to very easily get up and running, connect to all the apps that you need in order to fulfill, ship, keep track of inventory, connect to email providers, and so on. So we always recommend Shopify as the order management cart. We recommend ClickFunnels for landing pages, and we recommend ourselves, obviously, for the checkout and upsell process. What we'll be doing over the next few months is we will be launching our own landing pages that are built directly in and published directly into the Shopify store. So you could use CartHook for the entire way from landing page to checkout, upsells, and thank you page, and continue to use Shopify as your back end at the same time.
That's cool. So if I'm using Shopify, all I really need to do is set up CartHook. And then if I want to send traffic to a separate landing page, if I want to send my ads to a separate landing page, then I use ClickFunnels and I send that to CartHook, and then that goes through Shopify.
Yes, and there's a few others. I don't know if it's called Shogun. There are a few landing page apps that work directly inside Shopify also, which help because they makes tracking a lot easier. Right, if you're publishing the page directly into your Shopify domain, you don't have any cross-domain tracking issues. Your Facebook pixel will work, the tracking will work, and so on. So ideally, you can publish directly inside your Shopify domain. Yeah, and that's what we'll be doing with our own landing page, but that's in a few months.
And you said if you do want to do that with Shopify now, you should use Shogun. Is that right?
Yeah, you should go into the App Store and look for landing page apps that will publish directly into the Shopify domain. That's the ideal. And we have a feature called a product funnel. And what that does is you create a funnel and you link up one specific product from your Shopify product catalog. And then we just give you a URL. And that URL, when it's loaded up, loads up a checkout page with that product that you linked already in the checkout page ready for purchase. Then you can take that URL, you can put it anywhere you want. You can put it directly in a retargeting ad, an email, or most commonly, people put it directly in the call to action button on their landing page. And in that way, you can skip over the cart entirely. You can just go directly from landing page directly into the checkout, which then leads into the upsells and so on, and the order still ends up in your Shopify store for processing. It's my favorite feature. We have this other thing called a magic variant button that allows you to also embed that, but with a variant menu. So you can take a ClickFunnels landing page and embed what we call a magic variant button, and that allows your visitor to choose small, medium, large, green, blue, black, and then hit purchase, and then it still goes to the same checkout page, but with that exact variant quantity accurate.
Last question for you. So we talked a lot about how to sell a lot of products with funnels. What's one hack that everyone can do right now that would give them a boost in sales?
The big thing that we see, and I used to run my own e-commerce business. One of my big regrets after selling off the business was that I didn't have a recurring stream of revenue. I looked back and I said, man, I just worked for like 12 months, worked my butt off, made a bunch of revenue, sold the business, but man, it would have been a lot more valuable and I probably wouldn't have even sold it if every month I had a recurring stream of revenue. And so what we see a lot of companies doing, a lot of smart marketers doing is making sure that they add in a recurring element to their e-commerce business. So it's physical products, but you can definitely sell on a subscription. So if you look at something like Dollar Shave Club, you can see the power of recurring revenue and how much value that drives, how much cash it can generate. So that's why we have these partners called Recharge. If you haven't spoken to them, you should. Recharge is the best recurring billing app for Shopify. And so we have an integration with them that allows people to sell recurring subscriptions anywhere along the funnel. So you can upsell into a subscription, you can sell a subscription right away and then upsell into one-time products. But that's the thing. If I were selling products online right now, I don't think I would pursue it without a recurring element to it.
Yeah, definitely. As an email guy, I really value repeat purchases. And by adding a recurring element to your Shopify store, it's a game changer. You're putting it on autopilot and making money every month no matter what.
Yeah. Changes everything, changes the whole equation, changes the math of your business for the better.
Totally, yeah. Whether it's you can spend more on ads, spend less on ads. You know, you can go in so many different directions with it, and every way seems to make your business better.
Yeah, and if you're being an email guy yourself, I mean, the first purchase in e-commerce is not where the money's at. The money's in the next year, and the way you increase that lifetime value, there's nothing better than email.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that one. So wrapping up, where can listeners go to learn more about you?
Yeah, you can go to carthook.com. That's where we have our product info and team info and all that. You can reach out to me at jordan@carthook.com or Twitter is just @JordanGall. And you know, I live and breathe this stuff, so I'm happy to answer questions and talk about it anytime.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Jordan.
My pleasure. Thanks very much for having me.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe if you want to hear new episodes. If your email marketing is stuck and you want to make it better, you can learn more about working with me at wavebreak.co. That's all for this episode. Thank you so much for listening again. I'll see you next week.